That's right, peoples. It's Hallow Spleen. I didn't have a better joke. Is that okay, Clark? No? It'll do. Anyway, happy Hallow Spleen, everybody!
I can't promise that you like me, cause it could go downhill. I can't promise that you love me, but you probably will.
Be yourself, people. That's all you gotta do and all you gotta be. Cause you're interesting enough as it is. You're basically electric meat that farts and has opinions. Like if you jam some steak and giblets into a balloon and gave it a Facebook account. It's a wonder you even wear hats. And yet every year around the first collective head cold, you get together and go fucking bananas trying to figure out the perfect costume, which is sometimes a banana. So calm down, drink plenty of water, and be the blobby ball of goo and bones you were born to be. Be yourself. Unless you can be Batman, in which case, yeah, be Batman. But oh shit, you're out of luck, buddy. They're fresh out of Batmans because everybody wants to be Batman. That's right, freaks. It's Halloween! Oh, that's right, humans. It's time to blow your bank account and outdo the neighbors, and you better get after it, because the Johnsons, they work out. So, you know, they're going to nail it. Jim doesn't need to wear a shirt, and John went to school for design. So stop fucking around and get your shit together or fear your own inadequacy. And it's not just costumes. You gotta have your party situation locked down, gotta have your candy menu planned for the actual eve, and your decor better be on point, because you only have a tiny window of time to have it up before Christmas knocks it the fuck out and colonizes the neighborhood until February. That's the cycle, that's the seasons. And it happens every year. You know what to do. You got this, right? Should be a breeze. Just remember the basic rules. Full-size bars, turn your lights off, good mix on Spotify, and don't be racist. There you go. Should be your mantra. And yet, every year, you manage to fuck it up. So here's some do's and don'ts so you don't look like a dumbass on Halloween. Okay, decor. First off, don't get nervous. You want your place to look like one of those $60 a head haunts in the Midwest that turned an old prison into a hilariously triggering kink dungeon of fake blood and black lights, but that shit's expensive. All you really need to do is just turn your lights off. Just do it like 5 minutes into the party. Watch everybody have an anxiety attack because there is nothing scarier than a blackout. You gotta reset all your clocks. Your Mac has to run diagnostics because you did not turn it off before the power went out. And oh fuck, the refrigerator. It will send your guests into a dread spiral. Then hand out flashlights because there's nothing scarier than a flashlight. Because when's the last time you actually used a flashlight? During a blackout, of course. Do work on your playlist, though. I swear to Satan, if you put on Monster Mash, you're going to turn your party ironic. And that's the last thing you need on Halloween. Halloween was designed by Celtic pagans, except they called it Samhain, and it was in honor of the Ishi, or fairy ghost demons, because around the harvest time before winter started, the thin line between our world and theirs got really thin. So they figured, oh shit, travel's cheap, let's load up and check out the mortals, because they have Netflix. So yeah, take this shit seriously. Put on some low-level pipe organ rags, just have that on a loop. The whole night's about ghosts anyway. Keep it funeral chic, that's classic. And make sure you have booze, and also food. Doesn't have to be a big thing, but these zombies come hungry and they're ready to drink. So if you treat your party like a low-key wedding, you'll take your freaky fest from lame to undead and breakfast, baby. Candy. Don't be that house. You know the one. The one that gives out toothbrushes or carrots or whatever the fuck. This is not the time to unload your personal food beliefs on the neighborhood. That's for your birthday or a block party, or just avoid it in general, because fuck your green smoothie, Janice. This is Halloween. This is one night a year. No sane child is expecting acai berries. None of them. And if they are, just know we don't trust them. Trick-or-treating goes back to the pagans, who would go from house to house singing hymnal-type ditties to show respect for the season. Also, sidebar, to keep the demons from fucking up their winters. And in return, they'd be welcome with nibbles. So, okay, again, take this shit seriously or your harvest is gonna be tragic. Three words, full-size bars. Obviously, that's expensive, but come on, you know somebody with a Costco membership, you're in the suburbs, just go with on the next trip. Chances are, if they have a Costco membership, they're already doing full-size bars, and once again, you don't want to fall behind in that category, you're going to lose major points. Also, don't get creative. Keep it simple. Keep it to the Holy Trinity. Reese's Cups, Hershey Bars, and Snickers. And throw in some Milky Ways for the kids with nut allergies. They're like leprechauns. Make their night and they'll grant you a wish. Do go the extra mile on presentation though. Dress up yourself. This is not the time to go casual. This is Samhain. You want your cattle to live through the winter, Liam? Put on a fucking costume. Costumes. The ancient art of mumming and guising goes back to, yup, the Enya times, when folks would put on rhymers or visors to impersonate the Ishii in order to protect themselves from, all right, so here's the thing. You really don't want to fuck that up lest you be mistaken for a mortal, and thus they're going to fuck up your crops and you're going to lose another kid this winter. Don't just wear your normal shit and say you're a serial killer. That's played out. Calling it, it means you got nothing. Do get creative, though. Name tags are your friends. You could wear a bathrobe and slippers, but if your name tag is clever, you're getting in the VIP section. Do Google what's hot. According to NBC.com, the top 10 most Googled costumes for 2018 are Fortnite, Spider-Man, Unicorn, Dinosaur, Witch, Harley Quinn, Superhero, Pirate, Rabbit, and Princess. Batman has fallen down to number 20, just under Doll. Which, if not knowing what the fuck Fortnite is doesn't make you feel old, here's the thing though. The classics never die, as evident that Dinosaur is still on the list, as is Pirate, which is unnerving, considering that actual pirating is still happening. And further shows how little research you're fucking doing on your costumes. Case in point, Megyn Kelly. On October 23rd, 2018, in her morning show, Megyn Kelly Today, the White Walker herself wondered out loud about an episode of Real Housewives when Luann dressed up as Diana Ross for Halloween. Quote, she made her skin look darker than it is. And people said that it was racist. And I don't know, I felt like who doesn't love Diana Ross? You do get in trouble being a white person in blackface and a black person in whiteface. Back when I was a kid, that was okay as long as you were doing a character, end quote. Which kind of sells itself. But still, she wasn't just kicked out of the party, she was canceled. Which leads us to our final don't of the Halloween season, don't be racist. If you feel you have a great idea for a costume that others might think is racist, don't do it. If you have to change your skin color in any direction to mimic the skin color of a living human or type of human, don't do it. If you think your costume might be racist, it is. So don't do it. This should be the easiest of the rules to follow, and yet, it seems to happen every year. Just Google racist Halloween costume. But realize, because you're curious, your browser history now has Googled racist Halloween costume on it, so just avoid the subject entirely. This does not mean you can't do like zombie face, or vampire face, or monster face, or whatever. That's undead, that's Ishii. And that's kind of what we're going for anyway, unless you're going to an undead party. In which case, don't actually go to an undead party. That's how you get eaten or turned. There's only two ways out in that scenario. Y'all watch Buffy, you know how that goes. And yes, Old West Indians are racist. Don't do that. Do, however, Go to town on your costume. It's your armor against the undead masses that sneak into this world on Halloween night. So you're gonna wanna be the craziest thing on the street. Spare no expense and splurge. All you gotta do is not insult an entire culture. It's an easy hurdle to hurdle. And above all, be yourself. It's all you can be, and it's hard enough to be you in a world so complicated and wild, plus ghosts come back for one night a year. So yeah, your chances of survival are not the greatest. Best to live your life the way you are, because you only get one, and the dead are coming. So turn off your lights, get your candy situation right, don't be racist. Happy Halloween, you meatbags! I love you, good night. Spooktack, you play! Happy Halloween, you meat sacks. So I have a guest on the show. His name is Michael Turrentine.
What's up?
Let's hear it up.
Hey, oh yes, that one whistle in the background.
Thanks, Mom. Kill it.
Was that your mom's dad or was that my mom?
Oh, geez, I don't know. It's pretty hard to see way in the back. So we have exactly 30 minutes to talk about Halloween. And that's what's really scary is you have a time limit. So that's the true horror, is that the end is coming. It's nigh.
Yeah, I knew everyone was like afraid of time, so I decided to dress as a timer this year. So.
But when he goes off, I don't know what's going to happen.
Oh, no. So when's it going to be?
So much suspense. So we're talking about Halloween costumes, do's and don'ts and don'ts and do's. Okay, Michael Turrentine, what are your do's and don'ts of Halloween candy? Go.
Oh, do's, Reese's, Milky Ways, Skittles, definitely Skittles.
See, you're a Skittles person.
Oh, I love Skittles.
Okay,
oh my God.
Interesting. Continue.
I'm also gay, so I'm biased.
Oh, is that what it is?
Towards Skittles.
Maybe that's my problem.
Yeah, Chad. God.
I'm working on it. I'm trying. Maybe I'll finally enjoy Skittles. Did you know? Wait, sidebar. Original Skittles only.
Yes.
They all taste the same. The color matters only in your mind.
They're the same flavor.
So people are like, oh, I love lemons. I'm like, close your eyes and tell me which one's lemon. Do it. Close your eyes.
I love the orange one, yes.
Yeah, you don't know, though, because that's how they get you. Anyway, moving on. Sorry. So we got what? Skittles. We got Reese's. We got Milky Ways. Is that in there, too?
Yes.
Okay, sorry, go on.
Dots. I know some people don't like dots. I like dots.
Clark made an interested face.
Oh, yes.
No, it's old school.
I know.
It's old.
So it's Necco wafers in there, too? Do you make your own butter? That's awesome.
I don't. I wish I did. And this last one is probably going to be really controversial. Candy corn?
Whoa.
I know.
It got dark in this room.
I know. Oh, Mom left. She just left.
Yeah, she just slammed the door. Candy corn, huh?
I love candy corn. I'm the one person.
They're the one that they make it for.
Yeah. Did you see that like meme recently that it was like, did you know that it was like called candy corn because if you put it on each other, if you stack them on each other, they actually look like corn on the cob.
What?
Yeah.
That makes it even grosser.
Yeah.
Because that's like a whole mouthful of candy corn.
Well, it tricks your brain. You're eating vegetables, right?
Oh, man. Now I didn't know I was going to eat corn. All right. I disagree with candy corn. But okay. Maybe that's the dividing line. There are people that like it.
Yeah.
And I'm sitting across from one of them right now.
And I'm pretty cool, I think.
Yeah. No, Michael, you're super cool until I found out you like candy corn. So we're just not going to let you plan the menu. It's all right.
That's okay with me.
Wait. They have to be wrapped, though, right?
What?
Wrapped.
Wrapped candies?
Like in packages.
Oh.
Or is it just like you reach your hand?
That's the sad part because people just put them in bowls.
Yeah, they literally don't give a shit about it because they're antibacterial anyway because they're just made out of chemicals that no disease would touch. And they just put it in a bowl and they're like, here, put your gross hands in there, you garbage person.
I never even thought about that until today, so thank you, Clark.
Yeah, it's just gonna mouth it. I don't even care anymore. That's for peasants. You, eat from the trough. Your candy corn.
Oh, God. How many straws I've eaten from, I don't want to think back to my childhood.
That's the real scary story. All right, so Halloween do's and don'ts. Music, go.
Ooh, oh, gosh. I don't usually listen to, like, Halloween-specific music. I'm just like, my playlist doesn't change, really.
Honestly. So what's like, you don't like have a Halloween playlist or anything?
I did listen to like the soundtrack to The Haunting of Hill House like yesterday.
See, okay, so that's like moody. So you like the moody stuff. You don't go for like the Nightmare on My Street or like crazy old school 80s.
Nightmare in My Room.
God, Nightmare in My Room. Yes.
I did also listen to Hereditary's soundtrack.
That's a solid soundtrack.
Oh my goodness. It's terrifying. Something's around the corner every single second if you listen to it.
And then at the end, it sounds like you're at some like weird demon wedding.
Yeah.
With like horns and stuff. And you're like, cool, I guess we did it. We made it.
Where's my dress?
Where's the children are missing? They're very, very been eaten.
Where are the children?
The children have been eaten. That's what that sounds like. It's time to eat a baby.
The soundtrack to Hereditary, children have been eaten.
Cool, so far we're on this. We've got Haunting of Hill House, the soundtrack to Hereditary, the sounds of children being eaten.
Very
awesome.
Specific.
Moving on. Nightmare on My Street also made it into the mix.
Yes,
just
want
to throw it in there. I'm going to go with Don't. Because I previously said Monster Mash, and I'm going to stick to my guns on that one, because that song's stupid.
Oh, it's horrible. Right?
It's corny as hell. Also, sidebar, there's a meme going around that people are like, hey, I'm going to quote it inaccurately, but it was like, do you know that Monster Mash is about a song called the Monster Mash? We never actually hear it. Because the song's lyrics are like, you know, they did the mash, they did the Monster Mash. So the song you're hearing isn't the Monster Mash. It's a song about a song called the Monster Mash. And then I've Googled harder down this rabbit hole and found out, no, the Monster Mash is a dance. That's what they're singing about.
Yeah, well, when these people try to explain it, are they trying to make it better? Or are they trying to sell it to you?
Yeah, because I'm like, I hate this song.
It doesn't help at all.
No, it's still garbage. It's fucking garbage. It's garbage!
Mom, come back.
I don't want to fight you, anyone on that, but it's garbage.
Chad, calm down, sit down.
Put it on right now and tell me that sucks. No, when you're done listening to the podcast, people, put it on and tell me this song isn't fucking stupid. I hate like crafty Halloween shit where it's just like blues, spooky nights. I'm like, this is very serious, you guys. The dead walks.
Because you can actually hear the trying too hard when people make
it. Yeah, I'm like, oh, I'm sorry. Are you actually afraid of Halloween? Because it sounds like you're trying to make it nice.
Exactly.
And this isn't kindergarten. This is real life.
And do you know how many monsters you're insulting by playing the song?
Also, there's an undead dude just like down the street just being like, hey, that's kind of, I don't know. Is it living? It's classist? What is it? Deadest?
Rather than calling like living dead? Like
Yeah, like I don't know. I don't know.
But what is the term?
Yeah, I don't know how they prefer the zombist.
Metabolist.
Wow. That's some science. Drop some science.
Laying down knowledge. Okay.
God, I hate this conversation. Let's move on to something else. Do's and don'ts. Costumes. Here we go.
Ooh, okay. I think you covered...
Go down the line, though, with yours. Like, what are your favorite... What are, like, your dream costumes? Go, like, ideas.
Dream costumes. Gambit, nice. X-Men, Scooby-Doo. I haven't done Scooby-Doo yet.
Like, the actual dog?
The actual dog,
cool.
Yeah. I've done Velma before. It was awesome. Ooh. Let's see. Oprah. I haven't done Oprah yet. Everyone wants to be Oprah.
Wow.
You want to be Oprah.
I would love to be Oprah. I'd love to know Oprah. I don't think I can pull off Oprah. I don't think I'm that. I don't think I'm big enough for that. Like, I mean, like my personality is not huge.
No, your personality is huge.
Oh, I appreciate that you think my personality is as big as Oprah's, because she's like a sun.
Right. You know, well, nobody's personality is as big as Oprah's, but you do have a large personality.
Awesome. Well, then maybe I'll go as Oprah next year. You heard it first.
Do it.
Okay.
I support this.
Thank you.
Don'ts from, do you want me to take don'ts too?
Yeah, hit it.
Oh gosh. Anything racist? You covered that pretty accurately.
I think that's all, but I don't think that it's wrong to cover it again.
Yeah. I think, just like, okay. Say it with me. Don't be racist. Thank you.
All right. You at home, say it, you know, you can say it out loud on the train. In fact, that's an okay thing to yell on the train with your headphones on.
I love it.
1, 2, 3.
Don't be racist.
Super easy. Clark, you didn't say anything.
Wow. I'm worried.
Wow.
I want to make sure we got it recorded.
Oh no. Just doing case. the work.
Yes, don't be racist.
Yay! Okay, what else are don'ts?
Oh gosh, let's see.
Sexy Halloween costumes, I'm over it.
I'm not a huge fan of sexy Halloween costumes. Also, like, sexy is such an expansive term now.
Yeah, what do you mean? Like, do you mean like there's less clothing? Right, is that sexy?
Right, like that's sexy to some
cold.
People. Some people love like glasses. That's sexy to people.
You know, I find having a Netflix account sexy. So if you walk around and you're like, hey, what's up? I have a Netflix account. I'm like, ooh, sexy witch. Digging it.
This is with a name tag. I have a Netflix account. Can I dress as like Hulu account person?
Yeah, awesome. Also Hulu accounts, that's cool. I figure everybody has Amazon, so I'm not impressed.
Right.
No, I'm over the sexy thing. Clark, you sounded like you had something to say about sexy.
No, I do not.
Okay, I'm over the sexy costume concept because it's like you just look cold.
Right. Oh my god. And it's always cold. It's always cold.
Yeah, because it's always fall. Gonna be cold. Even in LA, it's cold because like
there are sexy coats. Sorry.
Yeah. Awesome. Like if you do like a full on like not like a Jared from Labyrinth like outfit, that's sexy.
Oh, that. Ooh.
You know, I find that hot. I find that some David Bowie hotness. What are you giggling over there?
See, there's some costumes I'd like to see them try to.
Ooh.
Sexy dinosaur?
Sexy Ooh. Minecraft?
That could be a theme. Sexy Minecraft, yes.
Yeah, do it. Sexy folding chair? If you can pull that off, damn.
No, when you say sexy Minecraft, do you mean the game Minecraft or like an actual Minecraft? Like you dress as
both.
A Minecraft?
I think either or. Why at this point, why choose?
I support both.
I say do sexy miner in Minecraft. Minecraft miner. Do that, post it. Put it on Instagram.
Like walk around
we
in a
will
cart.
Retweet you. Sexy coiled cable correctly.
Oh my goodness.
Sexy correctly coiled cable.
Ooh, sexy correctly folded fitted sheet.
Nice. Actually, that is pretty sexy. Mm-hmm. Sexy doorknob. Beep. Why even try?
Was that the sound effect for a doorknob?
That's what a doorknob sounds like to me. Beep. If a doorknob could talk, I'd be like, beep. You're like, yeah, you know what your job is.
You're like, I'm doing it. I'm opening it.
I'm doing it. You grab me and the door opens. I actually don't do anything. I'm just making it easier for you to open this door. Okay. Do's and don'ts Halloween parties. Go.
Oh, goodness.
All right. Plan your perfect Halloween party. Go.
Okay, so alcohol, also non-alcoholic beverages, just in case.
Thank you for, you know, opening and expanding.
Candy corn, oops. God, but we'll make...
This separate, is supposed to be for everyone.
They're all in separate bowls, so nobody gets cross-contaminated.
And also put the candy corn in the trough by the back door where it belongs.
Perfect lighting. We never actually went into that. Lighting is huge for
yeah,
me in Halloween
huge.
Parties. In college, there was a Halloween party every year, and it was like in this home, and they had a full like set of lights. It was in like there were light cues.
What?
It was insane.
That's
it was
impressive.
Insane. I don't know how like he bought all of this stuff or set it up. I don't think he's like a lighting technician. Right. He was in theater, yes.
Well, I would assume so.
So lighting is huge for me.
Cool.
And music.
Awesome. All right. So far, good. So it's a wedding.
Yeah,
awesome.
It's a wedding.
I would say I'm a big fan of like candlelights, but that's the issue with that is like you're going to knock something over and it's a little too Anne Rice. So like, you know, if it's a party, go thumpy with it.
Yeah. Are you a huge fan of like fake candles?
Oh, yeah. Well, okay. I love how cool they're getting.
Yes.
The little wavy ones that look like flickering candles into it. Also, you can buy like sconces that look like gaslight sconces.
And you can buy like fake fireplaces that look like medieval.
Fantastic.
And it's cool.
In fact, that's the theme. Like sort of like gothic dungeon style. Ooh. Lots of fake candles Ooh. Into it. All right, so into that.
Love it.
Decorations. Get into it.
Fake creatures everywhere.
Yes. Go nuts.
Yes.
Go to the store. That's why you buy those giant rubber monsters.
Oh,
so
yes.
That they're hiding in corners to freak people out. Low lit. Come on. What are you waiting for?
One of my friends last year, he threw a party and he put an animatronic like witch under his bed. So if you crawled next to his bed, it would crawl out and try to grab you.
What?
Awesome. And so if anyone had any ideas to go into the bedroom, they would get
freaked out. Scare your guests.
Exactly.
Big fan of that. Dress up. Okay, here's one for you. You get somebody that you know that's not like a big party person, but wants to come over anyway. And you're like, here's what we're going to do. We're going to set up a table with three clowns. And we're going to buy masks and like set up three clowns. And one of the clowns is going to be you.
Yes.
And you're just going to sit there the whole night.
Yes.
And when someone goes to like take some candy, you're just going to lean forward and laugh and watch them freak the shit out.
I love that so much.
And if you have a friend who's just like super antisocial and doesn't want to hang, they hang out under the table and then they grab your ankles.
Yeah, like a second scare?
Oh, yeah.
Just in case they're not scared by the clown.
The second scare is the best scare because yes. You're like, oh, you got my God, you got me again. That's rude. Into it.
That sounds just like Ellen.
What, that voice
no,
that I just did?
Oh, no,
like
that idea. Like the second scare thing.
Love it. Love that Ellen scares people on her show.
She does.
I'm pretty sure that's it. It should be illegal, but no, it should be.
Right.
No, go for it. Get in there. Clark, do's and don'ts. Candy, go.
I think a chocolate fountain would be.
Oh,
damn.
Yes.
You're an adult.
Ooh.
Macarons.
Would you like change the color?
Candy corn volcano.
Yes.
Candy corn volcano. No. Just. Do you just want to set them on fire?
I mean,
I
no.
Do.
Never mind. I hate candy corn. Yeah.
Where do we land on hot tamales?
Oh.
I guess that answers that question. All right. Where do we land on Mike and Ike's?
I like Mike and Ike's.
Okay.
serviceable.
Decent. Rolos. Where do we land on Rolos? Ooh, no?
I'm not a huge fan of Rolos.
No, no, not into the... Oh, okay.
It's chocolate and caramel.
Right. I don't see a problem with that. Right. I don't see a problem. Both of those things are delectable.
I guess they're better than candy corn.
If wrapped.
Bowl of Rolos. That's you're just asking for a chocolate nightmare.
That's disgusting.
Don't touch it. Don't touch it. You're gonna get that all over your pants. Hey, Caramellos. Anybody into Caramellos? We're talking about caramel and chocolate.
Okay.
Have you never had a Caramello?
Don't kill me. I am not a huge fan of caramel.
Okay. Interesting. Oh, interesting that you say. How'd you say it?
Don't kill me. Oh, caramel.
Caramel. Okay.
I only said it because Caramellos, and I didn't want to confuse our audience or live audience.
I'm also curious because some people say caramel, some people say caramel.
Yeah.
I like caramel because it sounds fancy.
Yeah, it sounds like a swirl.
It's just sugar, you guys. It's just burnt sugar. That's all it is. Where do we land on? Okay, so not candy per se, like not chocolate. All right, let's go off that. Let's go off that for a bit. Where do we land on like suckable things? Like, you know, yeah, you smile, because how else are you going to fucking say it?
Sorry.
Were we out on butterscotch suckables?
Oh, no.
No. No. Big ol' no on the butterscotch, okay? Cinnamon candies. What do we think about cinnamon candies? Where do you guys land on mints? Because, you never really talk about mints.
Mints are cool.
All right.
What about, like, Jolly Ranchers?
You know,
that's not a mint, but
it's not. But also, I don't know. I have my fave, like strawberry to me is the only acceptable rancher. Outside of that, you're just asking for troubles.
You don't like green apple?
No. Oh. Here's the thing about that. It always tastes to me like the rancher's gone bad. Mm. You're like, oh, this is sour. I should throw it out.
Right, but like, it's so good sour. It's like really good sour.
Yeah. Are you a Sour Patch Kid kind of kid?
I am.
Okay. All right. See, I don't do the sours. I'm not a sour person. I like it. I mean, I don't really like anything outside of the chocolate world, unless it's like a weird vanilla candy where you're like, what an interesting twist.
Yeah.
Or Tootsie Rolls made all those like crazy flavors. Where it's like all of a sudden we have lime Tootsie Rolls.
Yes.
And I'm like, it's not really a Tootsie Roll. It's just a lime candy.
Yes.
But I'm here for your lime candies.
Yeah. Be creative. Do it.
Yeah. Go crazy on it. Put more shit in the Milky Way. Put Milky Way with almonds and toffee and Nutella and then dip it in white chocolate and sprinkle it with some fucking graham cracker crust. Throw it back in the machine.
Then you can call it Milky That Way. Milky, like that.
Milky Anyway.
Yes.
Let's see. Okay. Worst Halloween costume that you saw last year?
Oh, dear.
Nobody?
Last year.
It's handy dandy list time.
Yeah, I'm trying to remember.
All right, worst Halloween costumes of 2017. AL.com. Okay. And we're gonna take it down. Yeah, not a fan of this one. It's a Kylie Jenner costume where she's pregnant taking a selfie.
No.
Why was that okay?
What?
Why?
People.
Yeah, no, incorrect. Why is that a costume?
Yeah, who came up with this?
You're just wearing a dress taking a selfie in a wig with a bowling ball belly. Good for you.
Oh, I do not support that at all.
Absolutely not. Roadkill. Okay, this one's on Amazon. You can buy this one on Amazon. I'm actually not opposed to this one.
I actually like Roadkill.
I don't know why people said this was bad. It's just an animal that's been squished.
Right,
you're like a zombie.
You're like a dead animal. Yeah,
you're like a zombie skunk. Okay, I'm not against that. It's just not well put together, but it is pretty gnarly. Also, is its heart blasting out of its chest? There,
its heart is definitely blasting out.
And
its guts are. Oh,
no, I like it. I'm into it. This one's a sexy prisoner. I don't understand what I'm supposed to get out of that. It's kind of Kill Bill-ish.
Yeah, it looks very Kill Bill.
I don't know where we're. I mean, it's literally the fishnets that confuse me.
Literally, add a sword to that costume, and it's Kill Bill.
Yeah. Okay. So just go Kill Bill. I don't know why you need to be. And why are you wearing heels? They don't allow that in prison. Big fan of this one though. Disagree that this one's bad. It's a baby marijuana plant.
Oh my god, that's brilliant.
I love it. No, sorry. Oh. It's okay. Put your kid in a baby.
Look
your
at
kid
how happy
in a
that
leaf.
Kid is.
Look, that kid is into it, and like it doesn't know. It doesn't care.
I'm
you
a plant.
Do. It doesn't mean that you're being trashy. Like it's from the earth.
Right.
You dress your kid up like a sunflower, and you can't even smack
those. Thank you.
This one.
Kids play.
Baby marijuana. It's the history of weed from the seventh, sixth grade.
I am the marijuana plant. I come from the ground.
The
THC.
This huge monologue at the beginning of the play just stating all the facts.
Yes, yes. this one's from brandsonsale.com. It's oil leak?
No.
It's BP. That's dark.
Oh, no.
That's dark. That made everybody sad.
With a wrench?
Yeah, I think he's got a wrench, and he looks like he's an oil zombie.
Oh.
But he definitely has a BP thing on. That's dark. No, that's just dark, you guys. Save the planet. Climate change. Vote in the midterms.
thank you. Yes.
Kids toilet. All right.
Oh. Dark. I love it.
Dark, but I like it. Because, I mean, the bowl is in a precarious position.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I just saw the position.
And the kid is pointing at it. I mean, if you at home can't see what we see, you don't need to.
No.
But it's definitely a kid wearing a toilet where the bowl is, you know, kind of where it's the fucking area is.
Get dicey at the end of the party.
Yeah. I think that's dicey at the beginning of the party because that kid's inviting you to pee on him. Like, that's what I'm looking at right now. I'm moving on. Sexy Girl Scout. But that's kind of every year. We see this every year.
Oh, right. Yeah.
No, okay. This is like standard garbage.
It's just, wrong.
Why Come on. The stereotype heels are sexy? I mean, they are sexy.
I get it, but like, why for Girl Scouts, too?
Right.
Like,
I was like,
children.
Right. Guys, exactly. You're doing sexy child.
Yes.
Right? Just so you know, you're doing sexy child.
Right.
Okay. If you're cool with that, then that's on you.
You just opened your eyes.
Lock and key. She's a lock. He's a key.
Mm-mm.
Disagree.
No. I do not.
That's
no.
a pretty nader no. on that.
I slam Depot. My gavel down.
Sexy Home Depot. Don't see that being a thing that I've. I mean, it's useful. I mean, good for you for practicing. Safety by locking up your house. Who's a person? You're locking up yourself is what you're trying to say.
Also, it's a metaphor of like locking your personality up. I got it.
Yeah, and then he can free... Well, it doesn't have... Honestly, okay, so in this picture, it's a he and a her.
Yeah.
But it doesn't have to be.
Right.
So, let's flip the narrative. Mm-hmm. Let's switch it around. All right, so she's the key and he's the lock. Then it becomes
like
kind of sweet
story.
In a way, right?
Yeah, like...
What if they're both men? Okay. He's the lock and he's the key.
See?
So now it's getting sweet.
Getting outside the stereotypes. Yep. I love it. I love it.
What if they're both women? Interesting.
Thank you.
I'm into it. But like this, the traditional paradigm, we just have to let it go. It's too Handmaid's Tale. I'm not into it. Mm. Breathalyzer costume. I'm into this.
Oh.
I mean, it's definitely it's a give me a blowjob costume.
Oh my God.
It's definitely a give me a blowjob costume.
It's just this guy pointing at himself with his thumbs.
What's got two thumbs and has a PVC pipe on his junk?
Oh my
this guy.
God.
You know what?
People are creative.
If you're good, I mean, again, let's flip the narrative. If it wasn't a white dude, if it was like a person of color who's or a woman or anyone other than that guy, probably wouldn't have a problem with it. But that guy, skeevy as fuck. Moving
you could say
on.
Like I'm dressing as safety, like I'm just checking in on y'all.
You're
like, I don't
safe.
Know.
I'm safety. Sexy border patrol agent. Next.
No. No.
Miserable hobo. Look, here's the thing. That's not what this costume is. It's a clown.
Oh, that, okay.
Okay, but the name makes it classist.
That's mean.
That's just mean.
That's like really mean.
That's just on the face of it. Like, why are you shitting on the homeless? Yeah. There's no reason to do that.
Right. And also, why does a clown have to be homeless?
I was going
to
say, first of all, clowns probably have homes.
Right.
Clowns have clown condos. Everybody knows this. This one is Trump's wall. Next.
Bye.
This one is a Melania. Next. This is a dog in a Black Lives Matter jacket.
I support this.
I don't see a problem
with
that.
And that's on the worst costume
list?
Yeah,
I'm
How
sorry.
How dare
what
you?
What is this, AL.com? Disagree.
How dare you?
That dog seems to it's just woke.
If
it's
I had a dog, he would be wearing that or she would be wearing that.
Right.
Hey,
yeah,
come on.
Not a problem. Elf on a shelf. Sexy elf on a shelf. It's not Christmas.
Oh, no, it's not Christmas. Okay, no.
I'd kick you out of my party. I'd be like, come back in December.
Yeah.
But only in December. This is the thing, you guys. When you decorate for Halloween, it's like, as soon as it's November 1st, people are like, tear that shit down.
Mm-hmm.
But if it's Christmas, it's like, it's February, but I just don't want to take it down.
Mm-hmm.
No, leave it up all the way until March just to fuck your neighbors up. Fuck your Christmas. Big Bad Wolf. I'm pretty sure this is a sex thing.
Oh, that's a sex thing. Yeah, that's definitely a sex thing.
I was going to say, this is a male dancer kind of deal. Because it's just like a fourth of a shirt. And
I love how you said, I'm pretty sure, when that's what we see.
This is clearly what this is. He's also got denim Speedos? I think.
Yes, they are. Yep.
Yeah, mm-hmm. No, this is just a male dancer. And that's fine. Hey, you live, yeah, your, live your life. But don't call it Big Bad Wolf. It's not what that is. Sexy poop emoji. I'm in for this. Because at point, it's just trashy John Waters as fuck.
I love it so much.
I'm into it. It's just... first off, it's just like a one piece with a poop on it.
Yeah, it's like if you took the happy face off of it, it would just be like a dancer's like uniform.
Yeah, okay. I'm not against it. No, this is acceptable. Ooh, Slender Man, we got to stop doing that because people died from that. Yeah. Let's let that go. And that's the end of it. Oh, it ends on that.
Was it regular? Was it regular Slender Man?
Yeah, it's actually not a bad costume, but we have to stop doing that. Mm-hmm. Incorrect. Ooh, wait, I found another one. This is from liverpoolecho.co.uk. This is why it's taking so long to load, because it's from another country. The worst Halloween costumes of 2017. Let's see. Oh, poop emoji's on there.
Oh.
Ooh, fidget spinner.
Oh, okay. Okay.
I don't know if you are. She doesn't look like she's dressed up as a fidget spinner.
No.
It's more like if she was a trashy superhero named Fidget Spinner.
If it was like a huge fidget spinner, I would support it. But she's just holding one.
You're just holding one, and she's got some pretty decent ink on her arm, and she's got a choker on, and it's kind of a bathing suit with a midriff hole. Nah, this great. Okay, moving on. Runny nose, that's genius.
Oh my god, I'm into it.
That's awesome.
Oh, I love it so much.
It's a dude with a nose for a head in a marathon costume. No, that's one. Get it.
I thought of that.
This one is this is called single bed double occupancy. I'm not against it. I think it's pretty clever.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
It's like you're looking down on a couple having sex.
But it's like one person.
But it's one person wearing a bed costume with a fake person on top of them.
Yeah. Have you seen, I think it was X Factor, where it was like Tape Face?
Tape Face?
Yeah. His name was Tape Face. He had duct tape on his face. But he did this thing where he put like one like jacket on one of his arms and then like turned around so it looked like he was like dancing with someone.
Oh, that's badass. Yeah. Well, that's like old school.
Yeah.
Yeah. We've all done that in like, you know, in elementary school.
Right? Oh, yeah. Every day.
It's classic. Sexy Pikachu. Moving on.
Bye.
Good night.
Is it the original Pikachu?
I was going to say, why do you have to put a label on it? I find curves sexy. Leave me alone.
Sexiest Pokemon. Go.
Sexiest Pokemon is Pikachu, obviously. Yeah, I agree. Or Snorlax. Because I can snuggle.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Cozy Goldfish.
Cozy?
It's a goldfish hoodie. Which I'm not against, but all right, I'm saying this now. Hoodies aren't costumes. When you're wearing those like onesies, that's not a costume.
No.
Do some fucking work.
No, you're preparing to go to sleep already.
It looks like you're in bed. And if that's your costume, put more effort into it. Bring a pillow and a blanket.
And put a name tag that says, I'm in bed.
I'm in bed. Also, name tags work. This one's called, No, moving on.
Is it called, ugh?
Yeah, no. Oh, this is actually a poop emoji.
Love it. Love it. It looks like it's trying to hug you, though.
It just looks like a giant chocolate. It looks like Mr. Hanky. Yeah. There it is. That's what it is. Sexy poop emoji made the list. But we've been down that road before. Okay, I got one more round of this, and then we're gonna call it.
27 minutes.
Oh. We're at 27. Shit.
It's a race against time.
Go. We got this. Okay. I don't understand why that one's on the list. It's just 11 with a waffle purse. I don't have a problem with that.
Okay.
Okay.
I like that. I like that a lot. With a waffle purse.
It's 11 from Stranger Things, and it's just an adult dressed like 11 from Stranger Things. Okay.
I just thought about something. The baby that was dressed up as marijuana, you could argue that it was dressed up as the tree star in Land Before Time.
Oh, nice.
Just thought about that.
Nice reference.
Of course.
I'm into it. This one is this one's fake news. It's just a onesie that says fake news on it.
No.
The name tag thing is for you. It's a last resort. You can't just slap it on anything. It's there if you've got nothing. Don't just like look. Don't pull out your fucking reserve tank just because you're lazy. Like put on a fucking costume and put a name tag on it. That's fine. But don't just be like I'm fake news because I have a name tag. This is fake news.
I'm creative.
No,
hey.
You're not though. Here's the thing. I wanted to go this year as your roommate. Where it's like, I'm just going to dress in the shittiest clothes I have. And that's where just like a little one says your roommate on it.
That's awesome.
Okay. So final question, Michael Turrentine, what are you going as for Halloween this year? Go.
I have a blonde wig and a monocle, and I was going to go as a different version of what's his name in Scooby-Doo?
Fred.
Yeah. I was going to go as Fred, the new age Fred. Like, nice is smarter.
Yeah. Clark, what are you going as?
Well, I have a lazy costume, as you know. Mm. It's a really furry blue hoodie.
Yes.
With a red nose, and I'm Grover.
Grover! Oh, I'm sorry, that made me really happy.
I talk like Grover.
I'm going to put on a black wig and a shitty t-shirt and some shitty jeans, and I'm going to borrow my roommate's guitar case, and I'm going to go as the bassist in the band. So if people ask me, what am I? I'll be like, I'm the bassist. Is it cool if I set up over here? And then like wait until somebody's like, the next person that asks me, who are you? I'll be like, I'm the bassist in the band. Is it cool if I set up over here?
That's genius.
And then like just do that all night and like see if people think that a band is going to show up. Yes. So that by the end of the night, you're just like, no, it's just me. I'm the bassist. Anyway, happy Halloween. Special thanks to the Barracudas for their kick-ass song, Promises. Visit us every Saturday at the Green Mill Lounge in Chicago at 3:00. That's where we do the paper machete. That's where we do the shit that we just did that was loud and there were people clapping. And you can clap and be loud too. It's also drinking. Well, take a minute, rate and review us right now, because that's how, you know, we know that you liked it, and that's how that you know that we like you. And then we know your name, and then we'll come over, and we're just going to hang out, because you want that to happen, and I want that to happen, and we both want that to happen. Special thanks to our guest, Michael Turntime!
Yes!
Anything you want to plug? What's happening with you?
Thanks for coming, Mom. Also, I'm in Frankenstein at Remy Bumpo Theater at Theater Wit, running till November 17th. If you want to be as scared after Halloween, come on by.
Nice, do it. It's free. And Clark, anything you want to plug right now? Just your Grover costume? Also, find us on Instagram, because we're taking Clark to Fright Fest. It's his first time. So also go to Fright Fest next year. It's Halloween right now while I'm recording this, so it'll probably be closed by the time you listen to it. But come back next year. It's always a bitching good time. And I don't know. This was recorded at Bender Studios.
I was working in the lab late one night when my eyes beheld an eerie sight. For my monster from his slab began to rise, and suddenly, to my surprise,
he did the mash.
He did the monster mash.
The monster mash.
It was a graveyard smash. He did the